them black spirits coming, 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 come in, come in, come in.
It's coming.
And you're tuned to WPFW at 89.3 FM.
Representing 100% of the 99.
This is a new generation.
Organized is the new sex.
Also visit WPFWFM.org.
The following is a previously recorded broadcast.
The adults have their music, my parents have their music, the teens have their music, but what about me? I said the adults have their music, my parents have their music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
Yes, I surprised you with that one, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, you did.
I am sitting here with my electronic drum set so I can add some. I keep saying I'm the drum cushionist, but I never do anything with it. So. All right. But anyway, we want to welcome you all to another wonderful show. And, you know, Auntie Lolita, I want to talk a little bit about, have a quick moment about George Floyd and the trial. There's so many different learning moments that we can help children understand. What's one thing that you learned from this whole process?
I was impressed, I guess I should say, and grateful for the young people that were willing to stand up and fully describe what they saw.
Yes.
They had the thought during the situation to actually record it. So to be able to testify in a court of law had to be intimidating, but they did so with confidence because they knew they were telling the truth.
Yes.
About what they saw. I hate that they had to witness that, but I think it's important for parents to be willing to have that conversation. Say, hey, you know, they were willing to see what they saw, no matter who it was, in power or otherwise, whether it's a teacher, somebody, you know, later on in your life, it could be on the job, but you have to be willing to stand up.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think one takeaway that I took is that bullies never win.
And so true.
And in this case, the police was the bully. Mm-hmm. And when you are bullied, what goes around comes around. And so we've seen that that's happening here in justice. But you have bullies in your school. You have bullies in the workplace. There's always bullies that are there. Mm-hmm. But just remember that bullies never win. And so we want to open up this show with our music and message focusing on anti-bullying. And what better way than to start with our good friend 123 Andres with his song Boomerang, featuring Koshins the MC, Rita Rosa, and Vernie Varela. Let's check this out.
Bullies never win. Bullies never win.
Here he goes, here he goes.
Never win, their words float in the wind, round and round like a circle, ending up where they begin. Give a smile, get a smile, be nice to your friend, and watch your friend be nice to you. The cycle never ends, like hands ticking around the clock or spinning wheels that never stop. Good things come back to you when given from the heart. Love, peace, and light is what I spread every day. See, whatever you say returns like a boomerang.
Bullies never win.
Todo lo que digo debería tener sentido. Mis palabras tienen fuerza, dirección y contenido. Lo que lanzo en este verso lo libero al universo. Y como un boomerang da vueltas y ya viene de regreso.
Dog that's bringing the ball back. Your words always return to you, positive or not. When boomerangs are words are tossed, they travel far but never lost and come into your atmosphere. Now you understand it clear. Every word we say holds a little bit of weight. They lift up or break down. Be careful what you say now. Using them for good things, keep it simple and plain. Cause whatever you say returns like a boomerang.
Here it goes, here it goes. Here it comes, here it comes.
There it goes, there it goes.
It's a boomerang.
Here it comes, here it comes.
It's a boomerang.
Miro hacia el pasado, reconozco que he fallado, pero de eso se trata, decir yo metí la pata. Hablo desde el corazón, se vale pedir perdón. Hay que enmendar los errores y tratar de ser mejores. Lanza al mundo energía positiva, lo que lanzas ya regresa. Es un boomerang la vida.
Ah, ya viene, ya viene, ya regresa.
Wanna do they best. You can be a TA, you can be a tutor to help kids study for a quiz or a test. Don't be the mean boy, don't be the mean girl. Do things that make kids sad or scared. Everybody need to show a love and just get along and remember these words right here.
Don't be the bully. Gotta use your words, make them understand.
Don't be the bully.
Gotta find a way.
Every day you should spread love and smile. Help someone out, go the extra mile. Be a good person, be a good friend. Be a good listener, start good trends. You can wear old clothes, you can wear new clothes, and you can still be fresh and fly. You can be a rapper, dancer, a singer, a winner. Listen, as long as you try. You can be the standout kid in the school that tells everybody to grow and be strong. And when a hook comes back, everybody sing along, cause the world need to know this song.
Don't be the bully. Gotta use your words, make them understand.
Don't be the bully.
Standout kid in the school. You can be a straight A student and take it. Listen, but no, not in school. Just don't be the bully. Don't be the bully. Don't be the bully. Don't.
The new girl named Tallulah was from Chattanooga. She was chunky and wore glasses, but was sweet as molasses. She sat next to me. The meanie named Yvonne teased her all day long, called her all kinds of names. But I stood up for Tallulah, I stood up for her, cause she was my friend. But
Switch schools overnight. Kids shouldn't be mean. Kids need to be nice, because one bad choice could change your whole life.
So now you know, cause you've been told, and this advice should help. No threatening or gossiping, and keep your hands to yourself. Kindness is the way to be, and bullying is wrong. Let's tell the world, won't you sing along? Cause if you're pushing, bullying is wrong. And if you're hitting, bullying is wrong. And if you're shoving, bullying is wrong. If you're kicking, bullying is wrong. If you're pushing, bullying is wrong. If you're hitting, bullying is wrong. If you're teasing, bullying is wrong. And if you're kicking,
but bullying is just not right. Like posting memes that are mean to get likes. Cyberbullying's intimidation on the superhighway of information. The possibility of tweets that tease seem to leave these kids never at ease. So please treat others how you want them to treat you. Good friends play nicely, that's what they do.
Friends like to play nicely, that's what good friends do. And if you really are a friend, you'll play nicely too. Never try to hurt someone or make somebody cry. Listen up, here's the reason why. Cause if you're pushing, bullying is wrong. If you're hitting, bullying is wrong. If you're shoving, bullying is wrong. If you're kicking, bullying is wrong. If you humiliate them, is wrong. Or intimidate them, is wrong.
What's up, Worldwide Rockers? Caitlin here from Alphabet Rockers, and you're listening to We Nation Radio.
make a difference. Don't wait.
Children, I'm gonna do what the spirits say
do.
I'm gonna do what the spirits say
do.
I'm gonna do what the spirits say do, my Lord, and obey the spirit of the Lord. I'm gonna walk when the spirits say
walk.
Children, walk when the spirits say
walk.
I'm gonna walk in Jerusalem just like John. I'm gonna walk when the spirits say
walk.
I'm gonna shout when the spirits say
shout.
I'm gonna shout when the spirits say
shout.
Shout,
Lord, do what the spirits say, speak.
When the spirits say,
speak.
Children,
gonna speak.
When the spirits say,
speak. Children,
like the children of truth and Reverend Martin Luther King.
I'm
gonna
speak,
Lord. Speak, Lord.
Do what the spirits say, dance.
When the spirits say,
dance.
Children, gonna dance. When the spirits say,
dance. Children, dance.
Jam, I'm sending by my truck. David's gonna dance, Lord. Dance, dance.
When the spirit say sit,
That was the perfect way.
Oh my goodness.
To put a cherry on top of those messages.
You know, I always hear that, and I just think of so much, and I mean that takes you back to church. You hit the do what the spirits say. And I love the fact that just what you were talking about earlier, the children, the youth spoke up and helped us bring justice in the George Floyd.
And hopefully this will be a vehicle for parents to be able to have those conversations with their children. They may have questions after hearing the verdict. But that was Do What the Spirits Say by Sweet Honey and the Rock.
And then before that, we had Stand Up For You by two-time Grammy-nominated The Alphabet Rockers out of California.
And prior to that, we had Bullying Is Wrong by Wincy Terry Bryant.
And then we had Shine in the Moonbeams, Bully Bully. And actually, they have two different versions. And that's their
I didn't know that.
Yes, and that's their 2010 version of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. And prior to that, we had Don't Be a Bully by Lil Reggie featuring Keith Brown. Now, I haven't heard them before. Where'd you find them?
Well, in fact, if you may remember, we interviewed Lil Reggie last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been a while. And he's originally from Baltimore.
Okay.
Yes.
Ooh, even better.
Yes.
Uncle Devin?
That's what they call me.
Well, now it's time for We Nation Reads.
It's in a book.
That's right, B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
All right, I'm taking a look.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh, it's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, mom, it's O-O-K.
Letters get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences you've heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day. It's in a book.
That's right, I'm B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
Alright, I'm taking a look. Okay.
This really cooks.
Uh-huh, it's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah, mom, it's your
okay, so tell me what you see.
or should I say, what do you S-D-D?
I think I see a baby bumblebee.
That's right, I see a B-E-E.
Flying up to the top of a tree.
Come on, let's climb the T-R-E-E.
Up in the sky, you know you feel so free.
Cause when we read, we're F-R-E-E.
So let us get together, let's make some words. Words get together, making sentences, you heard. Sentences together, they fill up the page to make the books we can read every day.
It's in a book. That's right, I'm B-O-O-K.
Take a look.
Alright, I'm taking L-O-O-K.
It's really cooked.
It's C-O-O-K.
I think I'm hooked.
Yeah,
it's in a book.
That was awesome, Aaron Nigel Smith with It's in a Book. Today's book reading is brought to you by Portia Smith with Imagine Me Creative Book Publishing. And the author is Monique Pereira with her story, Show and Tell.
Mirai, Show and Tell. Written by Monique Pereira. Illustrated by Chantal Pichet. The teacher calls out, Mirai, you're next. I walk up to the front of the class and I start. Hello everyone, my name is Mirai. Today, for show and tell, I've brought my EpiPen with me. My EpiPen holds medicine. The medicine is called epinephrine. If I ingested, that means if I drank or ate something that I'm allergic to, I would need to use my EpiPen. Let me start by telling you that there are many different types of sicknesses, illnesses. This means there are many symptoms, signs, that we need to be aware of. For example, when you get the flu, you might have a high fever, or you may feel like throwing up from an upset stomach. Blech! When you have a cold, you might have a runny nose, or feel aches and pains throughout your body. Achoo! When you have an allergic reaction, you might feel itchy, experience swelling, or develop a rash. I don't feel so good. I'm allergic to peanuts. Mirai, what happens when you have peanuts? Asks a student. If I eat something that contains peanuts or is made with peanuts or peanut oil, I get really itchy and my throat might start swelling, making it difficult for me to breathe. If that happens, I need to take my EpiPen and inject it into my thigh right away. I will demonstrate this for you. Blue to the sky. Grasp with orange tip pointing downward. Remove blue safety cap by pulling straight up. Do not bend or twist. Orange to the thigh. Place the orange tip against the middle of the outer thigh. Swing and push the auto-injector firmly into the thigh until it clicks. Hold firmly in place for 3 seconds. Count slowly. 1, 2, 3. After using the EpiPen, I would need to go to the hospital right away. Using the EpiPen will help slow down the effects of an allergic reaction. But if I have another reaction or if I need more help, the people at the hospital will know what to do next. If you want to help prevent allergic reactions, you can do the following. Ask your family and friends if they have any allergies and what they are before offering or sharing food. Wash your hands with soap and water before and after you eat. Educate yourself by visiting www.epipen.ca. The more you know about allergies, the more prepared you will be when you come across people who have them. Thank you. The teacher thanks Mirai for her wonderful presentation. The end.
Now that was a great story, a very healthy and safe story.
And how thoughtful of Mirai to even address that situation of the EpiPen.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a matter of life and death for many people.
Mm-hmm.
Many times when I have events, I typically ask, are there any allergy restrictions, food sensitivities, mm-hmm. or, and it's important because some people, I had one person that was allergic to cinnamon.
Yeah.
And you would just never think. that someone could be allergic to cinnamon.
And the important thing of washing your hands before and after you eat.
Right.
Because even though you may not have those allergies, mm-hmm. you could actually have a reaction with someone else if you touch them or if you're near them. So,
and many times I'll label food items so that if there are nuts in there, people kind of know. And, you know, but hopefully, you know, the most important, they should let the host know
right
in advance. We want to make sure everybody's safe and has a good time.
Well, thank you, Monique Pereira, for that show and tell. And you can follow her on Instagram at monique.m, as in Mary, dot Pereira. And that's P-E-R-E-I-R-A. That's P-E-R-E-I-R-A. So thank you again for that. Now, you know what? April 22nd is a day that is celebrated as Earth Day. And Earth Day is an annual event on this day, on that particular day, April 22nd, to demonstrate the support for environmental protection. That's where we protect the environment, where we protect the earth, the things that we need to grow, the water, the air, and making sure that we don't pollute. The first held Earth Day was actually in 1970. And now it includes a wide range of events coordinated globally by EarthDay.org. And it used to actually be formally called Earth Day Network. And it now includes 1 billion people and more in over 193 mm-hmm. countries.
Because we have to protect it for now and for generations in the future.
So we're going to recognize Earth Day today by sharing a song by a good friend of ours who's very active in this area. His name is Mr. G. Let's check this out.
Everybody say, hey now, hey now, say, hey now, hey. Everybody say, hey now, hey now, say, hey now, hey now.
Got earth beneath your feet, earth beneath your feet, blue sky above, green grass below, got earth.
FM.
Come along,
come along,
come go along,
come go along,
come on along with me,
come on along with me,
come along,
go along,
go along, on safari.
Safari is the Swahili word for journey. Ride along,
ride along,
walk along,
walk along,
walk along with me,
walk along with me,
walk along,
ride along
on a journey.
walk along with me.
Walk along,
walk along,
ride along,
ride along,
on safari.
On safari.
Come along,
come along,
come go along,
come go along,
come on along with me.
Come on along with me.
Come along,
come on,
go along,
go along,
on safari.
Wouldn't it be wonderful one day to go on safari?
On safari. But we got to protect the earth so that we can make sure that the safari and the water and the land is all safe for us to enjoy and be a part of.
Yeah, thank you, Ella Jenkins, for that wonderful song.
We have to play the first lady of children's music regularly. So, and then before that, we mentioned that you heard Earth Beneath Your Feet by a good friend and one-time Grammy, Latin Grammy artist, Mr. G and the Global Citizen Ensemble. And the CD was A Children of the World. And in fact, I was on that CD project. I guess I'm a part of the Global Citizen Ensemble.
And what did you do in particular?
Actually, I was playing the marimba.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I remember. That was beautiful.
Yeah, he and I had a conversation about the marimba. And so that was a lot of fun. And so you can check that out and make sure that you play your part this year with Earth Day. Find one project, whether it's recycling, whether it's sharing some information about how to turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth. You don't need to have the water running so we can waste water. Maybe not take as long of a shower as we have, and making sure we recycle. Make all these different things that we can do to help save the Earth.
Yeah, we can all contribute in our own small way.
Yes. And just like we always contribute right here at WPFW and all the different programming that we do, we have something very important that's coming up later this week.
WPFW is your station for jazz and justice. In the spirit of giving flowers while one can still smell them, WPFW presents Liberated Mind, a love song for Angela Davis, on Friday, April 23rd, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. This sonic celebration will include music, poetry, and Angela Davis, in her own words. We conclude the day with a discussion about the SKD Dresden exhibition, 1 Million Roses for Angela Davis, curated by Kathleen Reinhardt, and a listening session with Microcosmos, the musical collaboration of artist Stephanie Jemison and composer Justin Hicks, whose work was included in the exhibition, co-presented with the Goethe Institute, D.C. and New York. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate our Shiro, Angela Davis, on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Yeah, I remember when we both at one point attended University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and I remember she came sure there did. Before, and I have her book, Woman, Race, and Class, mm-hmm. and she autographed the book, but it was, she is certainly part of the history, an important history of our struggle for freedom here in the United States. And so what we're going to do now is we need to celebrate these things every day. And let's take a look at the days of the week. Do you know your days of the week?
I do. Do you? Check this out.
7 days of the week. 7 days of the week. Tuesday is fun and we love everyone there. 7 days of the week. Now there's Sunday, let's get together. Monday, in any kind of weather. Tuesday, Wednesday, 7 days of the week. Then Thursday, fun while we're learning. Friday, because the earth is turning. Saturday, let's go play. 7 days of the week. Well, 7 days of the week. 7 days of the week. Tuesday is fun and we love everyone there. 7 days of the week. Yes, there's 7 days of the week.
Mm. Thursday back to school. Think you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now school's on time. Finally it's Saturday, and it's time for some fun.
Friday, almost the weekend. Saturday the 7th, they hanging with my friends. And when the sun goes down, we start the week over again.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here.
Sunday, the first day of the week, I'm up early in the morning, can't oversleep. Second day, Monday, everything is cool. I got my backpack, walking with my friends to school. Third day, Tuesday, I'm ready to face it. I have a test, you know what? I'm gonna ace it. Fourth day, Wednesday, I can't skip or forget my permission slip. I'm going on a field trip. Fifth day, Thursday, I can't wait till it ends. Cause the sixth day is Friday, almost the weekend. Saturday the 7th, they hanging with my friends. And when the sun goes down, we start the week over again.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, here.
Sunday, the first day of the week, I'm up early in the morning, can't oversleep. Second day, Monday, everything is cool. I got my backpack, walking with my friends to school. Third day, Tuesday, I'm ready to face it. I have a test, you know what? I'm gonna ace it. Fourth day, Wednesday, I can't skip or forget my permission slip. I'm going on a field trip. Fifth
Wednesday, Thursday, I can't wait till it ends. Cause the sixth day is Friday, almost the weekend. Saturday the seventh day, hanging with my friends. And when the sun goes down, we start the week over again.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Days in a week. My mama and my daddy once said to me, there are 7 days in a week.
So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That was Groovy Nate out of Northern Virginia with his song, 7 Days a Week.
Prior to that, we had Days of the Week featuring the Dream Team by the Hip Hop Professor.
And then we had another favorite whose music just blows up if you go to YouTube. He has some wonderful videos, Desmond Dennis. And that was his song, Days of the Week. There's a lot of songs about Days of the Week, isn't there?
And leading us off was 7 Days of the Week by Take Six.
Take Six, yes. You know, and so it's always good to know about your days of the week. And again, every day of the week, we want to make sure that we are observing Earth Day. We want to make sure that we are doing what we have to do to make change in the world, like we said. So, you know, we're going to make sure we're not bullying and that we show love every day, just like I love the drums.
Get in the candy store here.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what I want to start doing is, I know before we were doing the percussion playground or percussion instruments, and I want to introduce different instruments in a different way. I want to talk about a percussion, but first of all, do you even know what a percussion instrument is?
I think I do.
What's a percussion instrument?
Something you shake.
Yes.
Scrape.
Uh-huh.
Or strike.
That's right. Something that you shake, scrape, and strike. And so today's instrument is the vibraslap. Have you ever heard of the vibraslap?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, the vibraslap, with a name like that, how do you think you play it? Do you shake it? Do you scrape it? Or do you strike it? Actually, you strike it, or you slap it. That's why they come to vibraslap. And I'm going to give you three different sounds. And I want you to let me know which one you think the vibraslap sounds like. Do you think it sounds like number one? Do you think it sounds like number two? Or do you think it sounds like number three?
Here's a hint. It's in the name.
It's in the name. Well, the answer is number three. The vibraslap. Actually, it simulates the sound. It has its origins from the fact that we use the environment to create instruments. And when people had animals like a donkey, the donkey would die. But we didn't just throw away the bones. We used the jawbone of a donkey. And if you rattle it, it generally will sound a little bit like that.
You know, it also sounds like a rattlesnake.
It sounds like a rattlesnake, too.
Both very scary instances, but...
Yeah, they are.
But so cool.
Yes, so it is. Cool. So I want you to stay tuned each week. We're going to bring you a different instrument, just so that you can know and learn a little bit more about percussion instruments.
I always wonder, like, sometimes you hear in the music or movies what these sounds are, and it's just really, really cool.
Yes. But speaking of cool, what's the connection between Timberland, Missy Elliott, and family music?
I wonder.
Well, the answer is in our We Nation podcast sneak peek for this week. Let's check it out. Please help me to welcome to We Nation podcast the one and only Snook Nook Cherry Moon.
Hey, Uncle Devin, how are ya?
We're doing wonderful. It is great to see you. And before we even get started, we just have to—I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of Kakuza Fest that took place April 10th, 2021. Talk a little bit about your experience with that. How was that for you?
Kakuza was amazing. I mean, first of all, I mean, I discovered Kakuza at the very last minute last year and had a chance to tune in, and I was just blown away with the show last year. And honestly, I was just thinking, okay, how can I be a part of this? Like, what can I do? Like, how does this all work? So when I got the invitation this year for, and especially for the Black women, celebrating Black women in family music, I was bowled over. I couldn't even contain myself. So I was very excited. And after actually being a part of it, and it's happened, and I mean, the energy and the reception from everybody has been just incredible. What an amazing, supportive community in family music we have. I mean, it's really amazing.
Talk a little bit about who you are. Who is Snook Nook?
So Snook Nook is kind of like my alter ego. I mean, I've been in the industry for the music industry for a long time. I was doing a lot of pop music as Cherry Moon, and I was in a girl group that was working with Timberland and Missy Elliott and that whole crew back in the day. And but you know, when I became a mother, I started writing all these songs to teach my kids life lessons and social awareness, and I just basically turned my life into a daily musical with my kids. And then I just thought, okay, you know what, I'm gonna make these into an album, because I felt like a lot of moms out there could use these songs the same way that I did to just have a happier time with their kids, instead of just repeating things, you know, all the time. Because everything you teach a toddler, you have to repeat it a million times before they even, first of all, listen to you. So that's kind of how I started the idea. So I started with all the basic hygiene songs. So that's my first CD, A Little Less Tears. I tailored it from getting up in the morning to going to sleep at night, basically. And then I just moved on to starting with school. And then what do you learn when you go to school? You learn how to listen. You learn how to share. You learn how to, you know, not give up and have patience. Like all of these different things that I feel like it's a must that you have to teach your kids. Why not make it into a song? It makes it easier for them to learn and it makes your life easier for them to teach it to them. So, yeah, that's kind of where my idea with the children's music came from. And now I'm just exploring more songs, having more fun with it. Really digging into, like I said, the social awareness aspect of it, which I think is really important for kids, especially nowadays with everything that's going on in the world. So that's kind of where I'm going with it and I'm enjoying it. And I'm collaborating with amazing artists that I've met, since the whole Grammys thing last year, like, you know, Fuch with the Black Women in History. And
love that song. Yes.
You know, I mean, I was so excited when he reached out to me to collaborate on that. I mean, that was amazing. And
that was with Reese Palmer too, right?
With Reese Palmer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my first time, you know, meeting her as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I'm just really grateful and I'm so excited to, you know, with all everything that's happening in the future, with everything, all the other collaborations we're doing. So
how would you describe your children or family music?
I really love having an array of different genres. I would. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really touch a lot on doo-wop. I love the doo-wop sound. I love the pop sound. And, you know, and then I don't have a lot of hip hop, but there are some kind of urban beats in there, you know, but I really like to play up to different types of genres. And I like to introduce kids to all different types of sounds, you know, I'm a huge, kind of, you know, I love all the orchestral sounds in like Disney music as well. So I like to incorporate that a lot in some of the songs as well. Like Listen, Listen, for instance, Monsters. It's very orchestral and it's dynamic and it takes you on through like these little loops and hoops with the music. So, I like to just mention, I don't know if I'm going to even stop there. I think with my next album, I'll explore something else. Okay. I mean, that's the fun of, you know, being a music artist, right? Just exploring.
To pay attention, listen to what your teacher has to say, and be a good listener to your friends. They'll be a good listener in return. See all the difference it can make. If you listen, listen, listen to what is being said, it helps you understand. Friend, when you listen, 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 don't have to be afraid to ask any questions or hear it again. When talking to someone you know, you look them in the eyes. Don't look away, just listen close, 'cause words won't make you wise. When talking to you understand and be a good friend. When you listen, 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 don't have to be afraid to ask any questions or to hear it again.
that time of day again for us to say goodbye, because Matt Wilson is singing Goodbye My New Friends. And, you know, they love that jazz music.
Yes, and as great as the show was, this is still my favorite moment.
Yes, well, see,
when this song comes on.
I love the jazz. You know, you can really swing it. But anyway, we want to thank our sneak peek podcast guest today, Snook Nook. And you can hear the rest of that entire, it was a wonderful discussion. We probably talked for about a half hour and then another half hour after we finished. So how can they check it out?
You're on WeNationRadio.com with two E's.
Yeah.
/podcast. And I love that Listen, Listen, Listen song by Snook
Nook.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, because the orchestra, you said you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love orchestral music as well. It's one of the reasons why I love Broadway.
Well,
you know, scores and soundtracks.
And see, and I love it because even growing up in schools and playing in those type of wind ensembles,
yeah,
where I'm playing the timpani and the bass drum and the xylophones and the bells, I mean, even the triangle, all of it has a certain part, and I love to be what I call the percussion whisperer.
And I love that she says she's not confined to one genre.
Exactly.
She's going to give you a few genres to expose your children to.
Absolutely. And you also got to go back and look at Kakuza Fest and see her performance there, but also just go visit her on her social media. That's Snook Nook, S-N-O-O-K-N-U-K, I believe it is.
Yes.
And listen to the podcast. You can tell, I asked her why they call her that. Well, actually, she mentioned
that. Did you? Because I wonder why they call her
and
that.
And she mentions that in the podcast.
So we're going to have to go listen, everybody.
Yes.
But you can also find Kakuza on We Nation Radio's YouTube page.
Yes.
So if you missed it and you want to see all the amazing things that Snook Nook and other artists did, check it out.
That's right. Well, look, we got to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. Listen, thank you all for listening. And as we always say, just remember this. Life is a drum.
So beat it.
See you again.
See y'all down.